the focus of the strike today is, or one of the focuses is frack gas imports. So Eamon Ryan has done a U-turn on his policy to stop frack gas imports and has decided to build an LNG terminal in the Shannon Estuary. So I've been asked to come here today to speak to the crowd at when they get to Leinster House. So what we need is we need Eamon Ryan to change his policy and maintain a ban on LNG terminal. Because if we don't, there's a risk that Leitrim, if we allow frack gas into the Irish energy mix, there's always a chance that, you know, in a situation where there's issues around security during the war, which is looking more and more likely every day, that we'll be asked to frack again. And we're not going to accept that. So we can't allow frack gas imports into Ireland.
By the sounds of things, Councillor Mitchell, there's quite a lot of people in the background participating in this demonstration, and they sound like they mean business.
Oh, definitely. Like, what we're seeing is, we're seeing the young people that were involved in, remember Fridays for Future, Extinction Rebellion, all of those young people are getting active again. And now it's not only about climate, now it's about war. It's about, because the narrative has changed. The narrative now is that we need to do everything because of security. You know, we need to have data centres, we need to have frack gas. We don't. And we're not buying into that. So we need peace. And we need climate action. We need biodiversity. Like, Leitrim is a place where, you know, it can be a model for the rest of Ireland. We're not going to become a sacrifice zone. But these people are going to help us. We're going to help protect the place.
In terms of when you do get to Leinster House, Councillor Mitchell, would you be anticipating that any TDs, maybe even Minister Eamon Ryan, could potentially come to the gate to greet you?
I wouldn't expect that, but they'll definitely hear what happens here today. And this is important for our own TDs as well in Leitrim, where fracking was banned. You know, Tony McLaughlin banned fracking. And now we're seeing that we're seeing frack gas imports being allowed in. Like, that's a threat to us in the northwest. So those TDs need to understand that they can't stand around and allow Eamon Ryan to betray us all and to allow frack gas imports in. So that's what this is about now.